In September 2017, over the space of a month, 600,000 Rohingyas fled their homes in neighboring Myanmar to come here. For over 100 kilometers along the Teknaf Highway in the southern tip of Bangladesh, thousands upon thousands of men, women and children are looking for a new home, a new future, and food, shelter and clothing. The sheer scale of human suffering never seems to stop. This is a historic movement of people, but at least they are alive. From these very camps across the Naf River can be seen Mongdor Province, Myanmar, their former home, where for much of that September, smoke plumes rose from the jungle. The telltale signs of the horror that has made this tragedy into one of the most shocking crimes this century so far. For Myanmar's leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, it was the Rohingyas themselves who were to blame.
On the 25th of August, 30 police outposts, as well as the regimental headquarters in Daundanzar village, were attacked by armed groups. Consequent to these attacks, the government declared the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army and its supporters responsible for acts of terrorism as a terrorist group in accordance with the counter-terrorism law, Section 5, Section 6, Subsection 5.
The Myanmar government have banned journalists from entering Mongdor province, so little footage of what happened has come to light, snapshots only. The burning villages, the dead, the mass of people on the move. The government said their clearance operation was in response to a terror attack. 500,000 people have paid the price. And in these camps, everyone has a story to tell.
আর ফারামাদে মিলিটারি বিন রাইতর 3 বাজলতে গলি রাইতর 3 বাজলতে গলি গুলি মারে
ইতার মেডিল আই দিয়া যে ফারা সারডা হতে গিদি বেলা আইনে যে তার বেকিন গরম মাদ বুড়া ছিলাম যে তো বুড়া ইতার ফারা গলি ডা ডা গুলি মারা শুরু করে
তারা বিন না 8 বাজে আর গুলি ছাড়া শুরু গুলি চালা আর তো ঘন্টা বদলি করে ছিলাম যত মাদে ফাইজ যায় যাবে এখন যত মাদে কাটা মেকাতে ওর দাদার ঘর ঘর থেকে দাদু ডুহিরে গিয়ে তার বাদে দুই মাহ তো লঞ্চা মারি ওরে লঞ্চা মারি ওরে অঞ্জালা দিয়ে
আচ্ছা দশ ঘর গলি বেড়া নু মারে ধরে নিয়ালা ইয়ারুর গুছা মারি মারি গুলির বাড়ি মারি মারি নেয়ালা নেয়ালাই মারি মারি লই যার গই বেড়ে আঙুন নেয়ালা জালা মাদু উদ্যা মাথা উদ গড়ি গড়ি আছে আর বেগুন গুজরি গুজরি খান্দির খান্দির আর অড় ভূম বয়ে তার দামনার খাঁচা খাঁচা ভূম বয়ে তার ন দেখি বাদে ও বাবা এক লিটারে মারি ফেলিব বেগুন অজান কই পারিলা মরত পয়েন
তার কেন গুজ আর গুতু নেলিরি মানে কে মুরা হাসেন না উজু বাইরে যার দিদি লুকাই যাইব লাগই তু লুকাই যাতে যাব লাগি আগরি এটা ডাঙ্গুরে আসি মাদা আর আসা গোরি গুজি তো পড়ি গে আকে গুজি সিবি ধরি আই সিবি ধরি কে মুরা উজু গি গুজি এটা দাবাই ফেলে গোরি না মারি
নেইলে মানুষ মারি ফেলি বললাম নেই লয় যার গিয়ে দিবা অবাবায়কল বারালে অবাবায়কল অজয় তার মারি বেলি বাঁর লেখা নেলি চাই হ্যাঁ গজরে নেলে দে হেডে করে গুলি মই ফরি মরি গিয়ে দে আরে নীলা গুড়া বাইন লই লই অরে অন্য টাল মাদে মেলা মাঝে দে যায় বেশি বুড়া মাঞ্জরে মারি মারি তু করতে না তু করতে না তু বা বং মারি মারি অর এক আরে বুড়া বিলে দুনিয়ার তু তো কচ্ছে বাইনগিন অরে দাম মনে মরি গিয়ে গেছু
Some of the stories the refugees tell can seem too hard to believe at first until you come here to Cox's Bazar Hospital and see the evidence for yourself. This is Mohammed Haresh. He's 13 months old and his torso is covered in severe burns. But Mohammed wasn't so lucky. Eventually his father was able to pluck him from the flames. In this ward, the terrifying ordeal the Rohingyas have faced over the last few weeks is laid bare. This boy was shot as the army fired indiscriminately into their village. This boy injured as he leapt from a boat crossing into Bangladesh.
Most of them are gunshot injuries, about 110. And these gunshot injuries have other associated injuries like soft tissue trauma, multiple fractures, and some abrasions, lacerations, etc. Some fractures, according to their statement, and they have told that they have been thrown away by the militaries and other people.
মুসলমান
গরমা দলা ঘুরি গিয়ে গরমা দলা ঘুরি রে পয়েন্ট আছে আর কতদিন কে কে গেদে কিন্তু থুয়া ফেঁড়া দলা গতি গেছি যে অন্ধরাতে গুলি হতে কিন্তু দূরে যা যে ফারা মারাতে গুলি মারি আইয়ের মানে অন্ধরা দিয়ে হ্যাঁ গরম মাদে আঁড়া আছে দুমুরি দাঁড়িয়ে ফাইন লিয়ে দুমুরি দাঁড়িয়ে আছে একটা জাগি দিয়ে এড়ে তাহলে ফারাতি নেহলি ওরে ডাঙ্গুড়া লাম্বি দেয় সমাজে ওদের গুড়ি আগে ফজি গাছে
আয় দে রে ভুয়া ফোনাতে ঝিয়ার বাবা দা দিয়া গরম বাবা দা দিয়া তো এই আরও ফোনাতে ভুয়া ফরা চকেটটা হে দেখি আর আমার দুনিয়া ন দাম ফুয়া মাম মারা ফাহামতে গুলি ইন্দি গুলি ইন্দি বাইরে
The gunshots, the systematic burning, the terror, as the United Nations points out, this bears all the hallmarks of textbook ethnic cleansing. The evidence against Aung San Suu Kyi and the Myanmarese army of crimes against humanity, satellite images of towns no more, hundreds of thousands of witness testimonies began to mount as soon as the crisis commenced.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine states and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner. The information reveals that these human rights violations were committed against the Rohingya population in northern Rakhine State in Myanmar by the Myanmar security forces, often in concert with armed Rakhine Buddhist individuals.
We invite you to join us, to talk to us, to discuss with us, to go with us to the troubled areas where we can guarantee security for you, because we don't want the added problems of anything happening to any of you. So, and we would like you to join us there, see for yourself what is happening, and think for yourself, what can we do to remove these problems? And also, I want you to take special care to study the peaceful areas. How have they managed to keep the peace?
We decided to take Aung San Suu Kyi up on her offer by flying in to Rakhine State. On first impression, Sitwe is a quiet, peaceful town. But if you look closely, you can see telltale signs of ethnic cleansing. Rohingyas were first expunged from this town in 2012. The central mosque, now boarded up, disused and overgrown. And here, empty fields in the center of town. 5 years ago, this was a bustling Rohingya neighborhood. Now, nothing, except for some new houses that are beginning to go up. They are for Rakhine Buddhists only. This is what a successful campaign of ethnic cleansing looks like. On the outskirts of town is a site that the tourists don't get to see. Rohingyas that once called this town home now languish in camps. We've been told there is no way for journalists to get in. They are too heavily guarded by the military. But by using back roads and by finding a driver brave enough to take us, we are able to make it into one of the Rohingya villages on the outskirts of Sitwe, where at least there is a mirage of freedom and prosperity. But once again, look closer and ask some questions, and a very different reality becomes clear. The village is poor, the public spaces flooded, risking disease. Roots forage from the jungle, and yet amongst the squalor, a bonanza of cows, stolen from or left behind by Rohingyas fleeing the atrocities further north, into the hands of Rakhine traders, and sold on to these Rohingyas down south. Ever since communal violence began 5 years ago, these Rohingyas have been stuck in this village and in the surrounding fields. If they leave, they risk being arrested or attacked by the military or by Rakhine villagers. It is, in effect, a prison.
Harikke pengri wa honda se arar honakam gyanai hode arar honakan mar pawon de gorna wari holi ara gadi pengri holi gadi class duo halore gole musalmana ajai far hara se ye arar gathi dia ye ti duo kala bare ase dia on gor korona dohorwa ha gorwa ya sitani ya ki kata de far di no dore ki putin dore hai ne bidu dore ara te sugum nai mapana ni ote mokat do lach lach bas order ta hore.
This village is as good as it gets for Rohingyas in Myanmar. The rest are either fleeing their burnt-out homes or languishing in camps. Outside the village chief's home, the Myanmar flag flies in a desperate attempt to prove their loyalty. Shami Udin welcomes us into his home. He's received direct threats from the army.
It is very little known that the great majority of Muslims in the Rakhine State have not joined the exodus. More than 50% of the villages of Muslims are intact. They are as they were before the attacks took place. And we would like to know why. This is what I think we have to work towards. Not just looking at the problems, but also looking at those areas where there are no problems. Why have these problems been, why have we been able to avoid these problems in certain areas?
Back in Sitwe town, for the Rakhine population, life goes on as normal. Local people seem completely ambivalent to the suffering of their former neighbors nearby. There are no protests, no calls for the ethnic cleansing to stop. It's as if nothing ever happened at all.
Sono arrivate tristi notizie sulla persecuzione della minoranza religiosa, i nostri fratelli Rohingya.
During September 2017, when the ethnic cleansing was at its worst, international criticism flooded in from across the world, and protesters hit the streets in many countries. Here in the capital of Myanmar, there are no protests. Instead, overwhelming support for what the government calls clearance operations. At a cafe, we spoke to some local people.
Their population is growing up too much. Bangladesh, the population is very high. So most of the Bangladesh are coming into Myanmar across the border.
These views are commonplace in Yangon. There is very little deviation, and it's very hard to find anyone who has any sympathy for the Rohingyas.
All the satellite images of the burnt out villages, so who burnt those down?
I think Myanmar people don't want to burn the houses.
So who burnt them down?
Someone. Yes. We cannot go red-handed. Yes. We cannot go.
Why would they do that?
They want to internationalize the program.
They want to get international support.
Internationalize support.
At the newspaper stand, it isn't hard to see why these views are commonplace. Story after story, blaming the Rohingyas for the violence. There is little press freedom in Myanmar. One of the few people unafraid to think differently is human rights advocate Mo Thwai. We met him at his office in Yangon.
The problem is like the problem started in those areas, there were no freedom of the media. So that we are getting the news only from the government side and mainly the military. after the government, you know, like defined them as the terrorist group, the people's, you know, opinion changed. Everyone thinks this is the real terrorists.
These images were promoted as proof by the government that Rohingyas were burning down their own homes. It turns out that the woman seen here wasn't a Rohingya at all, and had merely put a sheet on her head to make her look like a Muslim. And social media has played its part with images like this, purporting to show Rohingya terrorists. It's actually a photo taken during the 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War.
I would say, like, we still have, like, this Islamophobia in their country. So the military regime is using that Islamophobia all the time along the history to divide the people. There were also rumors that there will be jihad by the Muslim. And also military itself, they declared that there could be the terrorist attack in Yangon and Mandalay and other cities. So people are really scared. And then more and more hatred against between the different communities.
Portraits of the woman ultimately responsible, Aung San Suu Kyi, are available all across Yangon for tourists to buy, although her image internationally may never recover from the accusations now hanging over her government. But for her, it's not the international community who are going to help keep her in power.
If she is going to say something supporting to the Rohingya, it is really dangerous for her political image. Even though there are the obstacles and there are those kind of pressure, but sometimes the leader like her really need to say the rightiest things.
The Rohingyas are so unpopular in Myanmar that Aung San Suu Kyi faces a dilemma: to continue defending her government's crimes against humanity or risk losing the support of her own electorate.
It seems that the military could do anything right now, and the people would be okay with it. And that's what's scary.
Yeah.
It seems to be no forces in Myanmar that is going to stop what's happening.
No. We cannot. It is really complicated. It is really risky. Like, even if I sit in the Burmese media, if I talk in the Burmese media, this is if I use the term like genocide, or if I ask the military to stop the clearance operation, I will be the traitor.
Not far from Mo's office, in a typical downtown side street, is the only Rohingya political party in the country, although they are careful not to use the term Rohingya in fear of reprisals. I asked the group's leader about the terrorist attack that the Rohingya Arakan Salvation Army allegedly conducted against the police and army checkpoints.
I think not I, almost all Rohingya think they are not working for Rohingya. They are utilized by some vested interest group to make the area more serious, critical, and finally to become a militarized area there.
But it's understandable. I mean, this has been going on for years now, the persecution of the Rohingyas. It's understandable if many of them take up weapons to fight, surely.
A lot of people, a lot of group thinking of taking arms to fight for their rights. But it is not time, I think. They are also not fully prepared to make some sort of armed struggle. You need a lot of what you call potential support, you see.
So I wish my leader to say, like, okay, this is a terrorist attack, or this is a violence attack we have to face as a government, but we have to be very careful not to affect any, you know, like, innocent civilian.
Myanmar government wants to get rid of these Rohingya in that land.
Scared yet relieved, they're over the worst of it. Rohingyas making the final leg of their journey across the Naf River into Bangladesh. Their homes have been burnt down. Many have witnessed massacres firsthand. The boats are overcrowded and many have drowned. What's more, the ferrymen charge extortionate rates, eager to make good money while the ethnic cleansing lasts. Upon landing, it's a struggle. Food must be found and shelter.
এন্তু হাত তামুরা ভাড়াই গুভির ডালা ভাই ফাতিয়ার ডালা ভাই এন্তু হাত তামুরা ভাড়ি আছি দে
পটর পৌঁছি বাদি আমাদের আমতার আসর তোমাদের নক ভাই লপাই দি নক তো গেবার নক বার মাসা মাসা জন্মতি মাসা মাসা দিম বলে হয় মানে এক ভাড়াই গা কয় শ্যামালা ভরে তুই গেছি শ্যামালা তুই উড়ি
সুরহা ফারগারা পারলা আলা তখন হয়নি বারে সুরহা ফারগারা পারলা ঠিয়াইও হম নল এক লাখ টিয়াতে হম নল যে তারা ঠিয়া দিয়ে আই পারে তার আই পারে যে তারা ঠিয়া দিনে পারে তারা আর মরিলে মরিম ফুড়িলে ফুড়িম খেং করে যাইম হই তারা আর তা যার কই আর বাপ বাই বেগ গুন থাকি গই আইনে ভারত দিয়ে ঠিয়া আল্লাহ বলি বাই বন্ধু বেশি আছে হিতা ন ন বর্মারে কুলে ফারা যিম ফুরানো হতে হিয়ান মাদে তা গিয়ে গদি ফুরা দিলে আর এই ফুরে যাইম আইও না ফাইলে হইলে খেং গজু আই বলে বই না আইনে ভারত দিয়ে ঠিয়া আল্লাহ
Noor shows her ID card and photos of her family taken by the Myanmarese authorities. Evidence, she says, that she is a Rohingya and was born in Myanmar. Many Rohingyas have such evidence, but it doesn't seem to be enough.
They have been Burmese full citizen in British time, in parliamentary period, in so-called Revolutionary Council period, and even in 2010 elections. They were allowed to vote and what you call to stand for the election. So these people feel themselves to be full citizens of Myanmar.
Most of those people are there, they were born in this land. So they should, be protected by this country and they should be able to involve in this country affair.
In order to find some common sense and wisdom, I decided to visit a monastery in the capital. I asked the monk whether this opinion justified the violence against them.
ตาตรุတော့တရားဥပဒေကိုလေးစားမလိုက်နာလို့ဒီလိုဖြစ်တာဟုတ်တယ်မလားအဲ့တော့တချို့ကြတော့သူတို့မှာပလန်ရှိပြီးသားဗျူဟာတွေရှိပြီးသားအဲ့တော့ကိုယ့်ရင်ကိုမင်းရှို့ရဲမင်းရှို့ပြီးတော့ထွက်ပြေးတယ်ဒါသူတို့မှာပလန်ရှိပြီးသားသူတို့မှာစတက်ဘတ်စတက်အနေနဲ့ဒီဗျူဟာတွေရှာပြီးတော့လုပ်ပြီးသားပေါ့ဆိုတော့အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေကိုဟို
Ashin Kumara is part of a new breed of nationalist monks gaining increasing influence throughout Buddhist countries. The most famous is Weratu, otherwise known as the Buddhist Bin Laden, who speaks proudly of turning Myanmarese against the Rohingyas.
Actually, I don't agree about this term like nationalist Buddhist, because in Buddhist, in Buddhism, there is no, I mean, like the nationalities, there is no race or, I mean, or color or whatever. So in true Buddhism, we don't count who what is your nationality or what is your sex or gender or whoever. But some of those people, like some of those bad monks, they are abusing the name of the Buddha to, I mean, incite the hatred and conflict in the country. So I just say they are not the Buddhist.
Sino Indonesia ane bido Buddha bada nainge. Aku Muslim nainge pitora. Borobudur tete apuni le. Malaysia, no, no India. India solution. Nusa bia popore niya, mula paishan niya di. Di ine Buddha bada di. Zero pitora. No, asoro aku di nama nainge ma. Usino rakhan pione ma taku de gupe. Hola, Muslim. ကလာဦးရေကသူတို့အင်္ဂလိပ်လူမျိုးတွေတအားတန်းရှင်သူတို့ရှစ်ကိုစားရတယ်လေငါပြီးကိုစားတယ်လူမျိုးမှာမဟုတ်တာငါပြီးဆိုသူတို့အနေမခံနိုင်ဘူးလေအဲ့တော့သူတို့နဲ့ဆိုင်တာတတ်တန်းချက်ချက်နေဖို့ထိုင်ဖို့ရေရှူဖို့ဟုတ်လားစားဖို့တောက်ဖို့ဆိုတာမိမိနဲ့ဆိုင်တာသူနဲ့မဆိုင်ဘူးဟုတ်တယ်မလားသူလည်းတော့ပြောလို့မရဘူးအဲ့တော့ဘယ်လိုလို့ဒါကသူအပိုင်းလေ
গাটি মাছ জকিয়া হয় মারে খনে মারে আরা সগন দেখি কি বলে আলিখিন বলে আরা সগন দেখি কোনোদিন তারারে বলে বাদ দি আরা তারারে বলে জাগা দি রে কয় কয় শুন শুন আয়রে ফারাম মাঝে অঞ্জালি দিবে লের ভাড়া ধরা
তো তারা আয়রে দাসে আর তোরা এ দেশন তোর বাংলাদেশর তোর বাঙালি আর রে হর তারা ওদের বাঙালি গেলে হইতে মারা ধর্ম আর বর্মার তার মা আর বাদে দাদে তার হেঁটে বিয়ে দি তো আর তোরা এ দেশন ন তোরা রোহিঙ্গ ন তোমারা দাসে এরিয়ার ন তোমারা দাসে মানি বাংলাদেশর তাই তারা আর ওয়ার করা শুরু গুলি চালা শুরু গুলি চালালে লড়ি চামারি আর গোর হুড়া দিবে আর
খেলা দিয়ে কেন বুঝি তারা আর কোন দিন হর আর রোহিঙ্গা ন বলে হর আর কেন বলে হর তোরা সুখানো যে দেখে যোগ হারি ভার দিবে দে ভার দে হারি না ভার দিবে মারা হাতে হারি ভার দে হারি ভার দি ভাই ভার দে বাজে এরা গুয়াহাটি আর না গুজবাদা এর বাক্কা মিতাম
Islamophobia, nationalism, religion, but the real reasons for the ethnic cleansing are more opaque. It's easy to think of Myanmar as one people under one nation, but in reality, there are over 60 unique ethnic groups within its borders. Burma is how the country is still known by many, but the Burman people only make up around 65% of the population. Many of the other groups have had and continue to have thriving independence movements. In the last 30 years alone, multiple conflicts resulting from these independence movements have sprung up across the country, resulting in what many label as the world's longest running civil war. The most prominent conflict continues in Kachin State to this day. The Rakhine people are also ethnically unique, and many Rakhines desire an independent state. Better then, the theory goes, for the Myanmarese army to win Rakhine support by helping them get rid of the Rohingyas. The threat, real or otherwise, of Islamic terrorism also helps to keep the country united. Without doubt, this plays a major role in the government's thinking. The other reason is money. Rakhine State, like much of formerly communist Myanmar, has been relatively untouched by mining and corporate agriculture. But this is changing. Foreign companies are coming in, and the Myanmar government has already sold off land formerly owned by Rohingyas. There are also potential oil and gas reserves. The country is nestled between the world's two most populous states, China and India, both of which are thirsty for resources.
I heard very recently Myanmar has sold on the an area about some hundreds of square miles, you see, at the south of Mongdong, where uranium is found. You see, Chinese company will come there.
For what?
Uranium.
Uranium, okay. Titanium.
Titanium as well as uranium there.
The West, too, is keen to get in on the act. When former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited Myanmar, she took with her representatives of some of the biggest American corporations. When former British Prime Minister David Cameron visited, he did the same with British companies, criticized Myanmar too heavily, and they will look elsewhere for their trade partners. For the Rohingyas, it simply isn't in any powerful nation's financial or strategic interest to help them. For these reasons, the Myanmarese military has been able to carry out the successful ethnic cleansing of over 500,000 people and the mass murder and rape of untold numbers in full view of the world, and nothing has been done to stop them. When it rains in Bangladesh, it pours, and it was pouring for most of the week we spent in the camps. The rain makes life more difficult for newly arrived refugees, as if everything wasn't hard enough, and the rainy season was supposed to have ended weeks ago. For dozens of miles up the Teknaf Highway, the sheer numbers, men, women and children, are staggering. When the rain stops, food and clothing is handed out. So far, though, only the Bangladeshi government has helped.
We need food from abroad because the people are distributing food for temporarily. It will not long last. Obviously, we don't have enough resources to help Rohingya people around 7 lakh or 8 lakh. It is not...
8,000, 700,000, 800,000.
The situation is very fluid, and the flow of new arrival hasn't stopped yet. So it's been 2 months, 587,000, estimated 589,000 people are already there, but new refugees are arriving. That's why it has become now the biggest refugee crisis of recent years. A lot has been done, but the needs are enormous on ground. It's not that we are not responding to the needs of people, it's just the scale and the speed of this whole crisis is just so unprecedented. That's why we are now going into this pledging conference to ask for more support.
As usual, millions in aid has been promised, but it's unclear how much we'll get through. For the most part, the Rohingyas will most likely have to fend for themselves, with rudimentary support from the Bangladeshi government and the United Nations. Whole tent and bamboo cities have now been added to the map in southern Bangladesh. They now resemble refugee camps, but in a matter of months or years, they may have developed enough to be mistaken for towns and cities.
এখন দাসে যে তোমাকে আজকে দুই তিন দিন দিন পর্যন্ত আগে গই আই যে খানা পিনা লিয়ে বেশি দুঃখ পাই আর আছে আর এই ফিল্ম মিলিন মাঝে আছে ইয়া ইয়া নামায় দুজন ওয়া দুজন সাতজন সাজে সাই চার ফিল্ম মিলিন মাঝে ষোলোজন আছে বাদ পানি ভালো খাই নখালে নখাই তো কোনো দিলে বাসান মারি রাখে আগর নলালে খেঙ্গু যাম বাজি অসম যেতে পারে যে বেগুন গমেরি খেঙ্গু যাম
নহয় আর চাইলে শান্তি পাইব না নহয় দিন আগে মতাইছে গিয়ে আর দাদা অদা দিয়ে মরি গিয়ে আসে দিনে মরি গিয়ে আর আর চাইলে খেঙ্গু তান দুজন মানেছে দিয়ে দেন আয় আর মতালে দিয়ে দেন আর হ্যাঁ হা দুজন মাঝে হা সাই জাম মাঝে নি লই দে দে
ইয়ান আমার জিয়ান ইয়ান আমার যেতে দিন রাখিব আর এত দিন তো ইয়া ইয়ান তো যদি লড়াই দিলে আর কেন যাইম বে দূরিরি মনে করতে এলা আর ওই যদি নিরস মজ সেই দূরত কমা দিন দিদি মজ জিকে জিকে অহিকা যে অ যাইম দিদি বর্মা মাই যাবি বর্মা নিলে না যাবে যদি নলি দিলে কেনে যাই
ফেন্দি ফেলো বই মজা নলাম না খুব ফেটপুরি ফেটপুরি কেন গেতাম
এন্দি লাজাই মই আবাজ আর দেশ ফলাই হন আর তেড়া আসছি দেখো খুব শান্তি লাগ দিও না এখন যদি দেশের মনে তৈলে বড় কেউ ভেজু জবিন মাদে দান থাকি গই বিল মাদে জবিন মাদে গরু সর মা দিয়ে দূরে থাকি গই দে
The credible information collected also indicates that the Myanmar security forces purposely destroyed the property of the Rohingya population, scorched their dwellings and entire villages in northern Rakhine State, not only to drive the population out in droves, but also to prevent the fleeing Rohingya victims from returning to their homes. The destruction by the Tatmadaw of houses, fields, food stocks, crops, livestock and even trees render the possibility of the Rohingya returning to normal life and livelihoods in the future in northern Rakhine almost impossible.
A registration camp for Rohingyas. After getting settled, they are encouraged to register with the Bangladeshi authorities in order to receive food and other essentials. Stripped of their identity in Myanmar, finally, a welcome sight, as names, photos, and fingerprints are taken. They are being treated as human beings once more. But we soon find out that there's a problem. Earlier in the day, cards were being issued that clearly stated their identity as Rohingya. Now the word Rohingya has been dropped, and they're angry. And all of a sudden, the Rohingyas rebel. Men and boys collect up their identity cards and return to the registration center. After a standoff with the army, who refuse to take back the cards, the refugees stand firm with an act of defiance.
We have delivered the card. It's their responsibility to keep because as per the government's policy, so far she has declared, they are supposed to have this card. They must. And if they are not in possession, they will be responsible for this.
The day started by registering refugees. Now it's suddenly turned tense. After some threatening overtones by the army, the refugees disperse, crucially without their cards, for which they have waited much of the day in line for. Stripped of their identities, their villages burnt, family members massacred, now a new saga begins for the Rohingyas in another land, and still the world seems unsure of what to do with them, or even what to call them. Back in Rakhine State, an apartheid system has been put in place. Rakhine Buddhists continue to live normal lives, while out in the countryside, half a million Rohingyas struggle in squalid camps or in villages like this, fearing for their lives every day. They have no citizen rights and are at the mercy of the police and the Rakhine villagers, and they know all about the horror that has descended onto their people not far to the north. During the editing of this film, contacts in the camps have sent me numerous stories and photos of the continuing crimes committed against Rohingyas in the region. This is Ansar Mia. He was 16. Because the roads are blocked for Rohingyas, he tried to sail to Sitwe from one of the camps in order to receive medical treatment. The boat capsized. On the boat with him were Muhammad and Ziyul Hussein. By making life so hard for the Rohingyas still in Rakhine State, the Myanmar government is trying to force Rohingyas to leave of their own accord. Boats to Bangladesh or to Thailand and then on to the Muslim country of Malaysia. In echoes of the refugee crisis in the Mediterranean, at least several hundred have drowned over the past 5 years attempting to flee. More will drown soon. Babies are particularly susceptible to being pulled down by the force of the water.
গরিবাজ্যে গরিবাজ্যে আমি বেশি আকা কি
Look, you do have
it. Do you think the village will be burned down eventually? And what will happen? Where will you go if it is burned down?
I'm a Muslim.
Do you think the Myanmar government is going to stop until all the Rohingyas have left the country?
I don't see any official order or announcement that came to stop the exodus of these Rohingya people.
At the village mosque, Rohingya children learn the Quran. They are blissfully unaware of the hellfire that may soon descend on their village. For the last 5 years, the warning signs that the Myanmar government was gearing up for that campaign of slaughter was clear for the world to see. Yet nothing was done. It is now clear that 500,000 Rohingyas still living in the country, men, women and children, are under serious threat of being massacred in the coming months or years. Yet still the world is doing next to nothing to stop it.
Ultimately, our aim should be to create a world free from the displaced, the homeless, and the hopeless. A world of which each and every corner is a true sanctuary where the inhabitants will have the freedom and the capacity to live in peace. Every thought, every word, and every action that adds to the positive and the wholesome is a contribution to peace. Each and every one of us is capable of making such a contribution. Let us join hands to try to create a peaceful world where we can sleep in security and wake in happiness.
Aung San Suu Kyi once said, "Fear of losing power corrupts those who wield it." She may do well to remember her own words. If not, she may turn out to be known as the politician of the worst kind, one who cares more about power in the lives of our own electorate.
We have never been soft on human rights in this country. Our government has emerged as a body committed to the defense of human rights, not of any particular community's rights, but of the rights of all human beings within the borders of our country.
पता नहीं देखेंगे ठीक है।